the year is passing very quickly. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim, we're up to Pesach. But yet when I think back to the Hemshech HaDvarim, the way that the year has progressed in terms of the different holidays and the limudim that we've had. We've been reading about the Mishkan over the course of many weeks, the Parshios. I think, what ideas can we take with us moving forward? And I think there's one idea that we somehow missed completely. I'm sure there are others too, but this one has caught my imagination, and I'd like to share it with you. We'll try to tie together Yom HaKippurim with Yom Purim, the famous Arizal, and it might have a source in Chazal, that Yom Kippurim is Kippurim, it's like Purim, maybe even to some extent it's inferior to Purim. The famous Chazal comparing Pesach and Purim, that Pesach is Me'avdus L'Cherus, Purim is Mimisa L'Chaim. You get a Kolshkein here. And in terms of the building of the Mishkan, to try to see if we can understand the difference between the Adonim that were built from the monies that were collected from the Machzah Shekel. The rest of the Mishkan was built B'nidava, monies that came as a contribution for he who was prompted to bring it on a voluntary basis. And perhaps we can touch on the whole question of Tchiyas HaMesim, and it's the last of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, and yet Tchiyas HaMesim, which is the second bracha of Tefillah, in the structure of Tefillah, it's Keneged Yitzchak Avinu. And no doubt that HaKomos HaMishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which we just commemorated yesterday, is Keneged Yitzchak Avinu, Tchiyas HaMesim. And perhaps we can find the connection between Bereishis, Bishvil Reishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Reishis, for Kabbalas HaTorah, Yom HaShishi, and the question, the issue of Tchiyas HaMesim. All these strands, if we can tie them together in some sort of neat package, that would be exciting for us. We'll soon see that Chazal added to the Tfilos of Yomim Noroim, Michamocha Varachamim, Zocher Yitzurov L'chaim Varachamim, and that addition was integrated into the Bruch of Tchiyas HaMesim, somehow connecting perhaps Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with Tchiyas HaMesim. And I'd like to begin our discussion today with the famous statement of Chazal. It's a Yalkut in Mishlei. Kol ha-mo'adim asidim li-batel. That all the mo'adim will eventually be completely overshadowed. They will take a back seat at the time of the Achris HaYomim Yimos HaMashiach. But Yimei Purim Eino Betelim Liolam Lo Yosef Mizaro. Purim, of all the holidays, is the one that will continue to exist forever, for all eternity. Omer Rabbi Lazar, Af Yom HaKippurim Lo Yibotel Liolam. And so too Yom HaKippurim will not vanish from the face of Klal Yisrael, Shenemar V'hoisa Zos Lachem L'chukas Olam. And the fascinating thing about this Yalkut is that we begin with Purim and we end with Yom HaKippurim. This might be a little bit of a source, perhaps, a remez for the Arizal, who says that Yom HaKippurim is Kippur, Kippurim is Doma L'Purim. And the Arizal said, "Mi nitle bin mi, kata nitle begadol." Usually the less important is being compared to the great. You want to give significance to something that looks at the face of it to be insignificant relative to something else. So you totally begadol. You know, say it's as great as the, you know, you look at a mountain and it's not as tall as Mount Everest, but you say, oh, it's like Mount Everest. Here also, we're saying Yom HaKippurim, the great day, the holy day of Yom HaKippurim, which is Kodesh Kadoshim. That day is Kippurim. It's like Purim. It's the cotton that's told of the gadol, and we put Purim on top. And the questions that we want to ask here are the following. What's the connection between Purim and Yom HaKippurim? And why, number two, why are both of these holidays singled out that Asidim, that Einem B'Teilim Li'olam, as opposed to all the other Mo'adim, that Asidim Li'batel? There must be some common thread here. Of course, the Gemara derives Yom HaKippurim from the Pasuk L'Chukas Olam. And Yom HaPurim seems to be a Svara. The Gemara doesn't quote any Psukim here. And what is this all about? So there's a Sefer called Yimei HaPurim. The author's name is Rav Schwartz. He has written many, many Svarim. And he says that the common denominator, the link between Yom Kippurim and Yom HaPurim, is the Madrega of what he calls Bittel in Yonei HaGuf. It means that there's a certain spiritual element. Man is a composite being of body and spirit. And the emphasis here in the context of these two Mo'adim, is on the spirit. The body, we know, lives and withers and dies. But the spirit, the neshama, the neshama, the spiritual divine element in man, is eternal. And he writes that B'Yom Kippurim, on the great day of Yom Kippur, Anu zochim lagil madrega gvoa shalanu, kshanu mevatlim es inyoni aguf, we become angelic on Yom Kippurim. Of course, the Inuyim, we abstain from all physical pleasures, and we're uplifted to what he calls a darga gvoa, very high level, the level of bittel inyoni aguf. Purim, it's unbelievable that we come to this Madrega, but in a totally different way. On the contrary, on Purim, we mevatel inyoni haseichel. We put away the intellect, if you will. And the guf, nevertheless, remains sanctified to the point in which he says, Achekvar mamshich es avodas hashlemus memela. Somehow the goof is able to continue in its service to Hashem, in its, shall we say, step-by-step progress and development towards shleimus, towards perfection, in an automatic way without the seichel. Usually it's the seichel, the intellect of man, that controls and guides the goof. Here, the goof exists on its own, and somehow it projects man towards shleimus, towards perfection. From that perspective, Yom HaKippurim is at one end of the spectrum, and Yom HaPurim the opposite end. They're polar opposites. Yom HaKippurim, all we have is seichel, all we have is spirituality. The intellect reigns supreme, the goof is subjugated, it's completely batel. Any involvement with the goof is completely nulled and voided. Purim, on the other hand, is the seichel seems to be put on the back burners, and it's the goof that plays the major role. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who is the founder of the Musar movement, there are many stories that we have about him, but one of the stories they tell about him is that on Purim, he would drink, he would get shikar, he would really get drunk, but nevertheless, he would teach Musar on that very day. Even in his state of drunkenness, he was on such a high madrega, so uplifted, that he would teach more about his Musar on this day of Purim than the entire year. It's a mind-boggling concept. But whatever it is, the bottom line that I want to take out of this presentation is that the common link between Purim and Yom HaKippurim is the projection towards Shlemus, again in two opposite ways, but to be Zoche, to achieve a Madrega Gvoa, a very high level, a high level, whether it is because we negate the goof and we emphasize the spiritual, intellectual element of man to the exclusion of the goof, or on the contrary, we in a sense subjugate the spiritual, intellectual level or element of our being, and the goof somehow reigns supreme, and nevertheless there's a move towards Shleimus, towards this Madrega Gvoa, as we saw in Rabbi Yisrael. And the Madrega Gvoa of Purim and Yom HaKippurim, this sets aside these two holidays, these two Moadim, that Einom B'Telim Liolam. It's a Chok Chukas Olam, because these two are singled out as the high Madrega that a human being could reach, a level of Kedusha that even if you neutralize the Seichel, you still left the Guf HaMakudash, and if you neutralize the Guf in the case of Yom HaKippurim, you're left with the Neshama HaMakudeshes. This level of Kedusha exists or is achieved in both ends of the political spectrum here. These two polar opposites of Yom HaKippurim and Yom Purim. Now, one of the ideas that I want to discuss with you today, and this is really Parshas Kisisa, is the Machzis HaShekel. And as you know, and this is brought down in Orach Chaim, in Tofresh Sadi Dalid, there is a minog, a very strong custom, that before Purim, we take a machzis min hamedbea kavua, that's the Ramaz language, hamedbea kavua b'yoso mokum b'yoso zman, whatever is the main currency, the main coin in that place at that time, and we give half of it as a zechel machzis shekel, which was given back in the day of the Beis HaMikdash at the time, at the month, during the month of Adar, from the beginning of Adar and on. And the Rama also quotes a minug to give three times a machzis shekel, because the word truma appears in the parshios three times, and that's a remez that we should be giving machzis shekel three times. One of the questions I want to ask in the context of Purim, as the paradigm of a holiday that's Einu B'Teila Liyasid Lava Liolam, what is the connection here, the strong connection, this minog, between Purim and the Machzis HaShekel? And the other question that we mentioned earlier, why the Machzis HaShekel plays its own unique role within the entire context of the Hakamas HaMishkan. Of course, the most unique, if you could say, I don't know what word to use, the strangest phenomenon in the halachos of Purim, in the celebrating of Purim, as Rava says in the Megillah Daf Zayin, is Mechayev Inish Lipsume Bipuraya Ad Lo Yoda Bein Orer Homon Lebaruch Mordechai. This obligation, if you take it at face value, and it seems that the Shulchan Aruch does, to get drunk on Purim, very strange. In the light of what we saw before, perhaps we could say that the Madrega here that we want to reach is that when we nullify the goof, when we nullify the seichel, and man's intellect is no longer active, he's in this state of Adolo Yada, nevertheless he can reach that level of Kedusha that we saw in the Gdol Yisrael. The Rambam says that there's another mitzvah in Purim that's even more important, that supersedes in significance in the hierarchy of the mitzvah of Purim. The Suda, it supersedes the Sudas Purim, and of course the Adlo Yada within the framework of Sudas Purim. And you guessed it, that's the mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yonin. And the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Milchus Megillah, Aloch Yud Zayin, Mutav Liyodom Laharbos B'matonis Evyonim B'laharbos B'seudim Mishloch Monis L'Reyov. The Rambam waxes very dramatic in emphasizing the most important mitzvah here, the central, the hub mitzvah of Purim. namely Matoris Lev Yonim, She'ein Lecha, Ein Shom Simcha Gdola, Elu Sameach Lev Aniyim V'Yisomim V'Almonis V'Gerim, to gladden the hearts of those who are unfortunate, of orphans, of widows, of proselytes, Hamesim, Hamasameach Lev Humlolim, Ha'elu Dome L'Shechina, the highest level of imitatio Deo, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to bring joy to the hearts of these unfortunate people who are so sensitive because of their situation, their station in life. Shenemar lahachyos ruach shfolim ulahachyos lev nidachim. Nidkaim, excuse me. This is the great level of the mitzvah matanis lev yonim, which the Rambam puts at the tip, at the pinnacle of our observance of Purim. And to add to our questions here that we have about the significance of Purim as a holiday, which is Einu B'Teil Yolam, and the strange phenomenon, the strong minug of Machzis HaShekel with regard to Purim, Chodesh Adar, the strange expression of Simchas Purim as Ad Delo Yada, and now the expression of Purim, this dimension of Purim that the Rambam puts at the top of the ladder here, at the top of the pyramid, Matanis Lev Yonim. The Magid Mishnah, by the way, on the Rambam, that Mutav Liyodim Laharbos Matanis Lev Yonim, etc., he says, Divrei Rabbeinu Ru'uyim Elof. It's as if to say that the Rambam would certainly appropriately say these words if you know the Rambam. In order to begin to take this all apart and to appreciate the common link between the great Madrega Gevoah of Purim and that of Yom HaKippurim, and why both of these holidays are singled out and they won't be B'Teilim Li'olam, I think the breakthrough is in the Maral Prague. As always, insightful, here in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Nun Gimel, Im Tishal Lama Elu Shnei Amoadim Lo Yu B'Teilim, why these two holidays are singled out. Dover Zelefi Inyan Elu HaMitzvos. You have to understand the nature of these two mitzvos. Ki Inyan Elu HaMoadim Heim Kimo HaTchiyah. She'achar she'igiu le'misa yachzeru l'chaim k'varishona. Unbelievable, says the Maral. These two holidays, and it seems exclusively, no other holiday, but these two represent an experience of Tchiyas HaMeisim. We of course understand that Tchiyas HaMeisim is after we die. No one alive today can report his own personal memoirs of Tchiyas HaMeisim. But yet, on 2 days out of the year, we experience a kind of experience of Tchiyas HaMeisim. These 2 days represent, conceptually, Tchiyas HaMeisim after death, to be resurrected, to come back to life. And in the case of Yom HaKippurim, this concept of death is central. It's understood. If we had time to get into the question of Achote, we discussed it recently in a Musa Shmuz for Parshas Vayikra and the Ramban's introduction to Karbonos, that a person feels that he sinned, he forfeits his right to live, and basically Nefesh HaKotas Tomus. And now through Yom HaKippurim, a person can somehow come back to life. There was a Gzeir of Misa, and now he comes back to life. Purim means something very similar. What's the parallel between Purim and Kippurim? I understand Yom HaKippurim as a result of Chet, there was Exeris Misa, there was a divine decree, person loses his right to live, and now through the experience of Kapara, he is revived. But what does this have to do with Purim? And the answer is that as a result of the gzeirah of Haman, the sword was over our head, so to speak. Laharug lahashmid ulyabed, is the Jewish people were revived. They came back to life. And how do they achieve this? Through this Madrega Elyona, this very high level of chius. There's natural biological universe, and we can explain how man lives biologically, but then there's something metaphysical, something that's coming from the worlds above nature, the Olam HaElyon, as he calls it, the Madrega Elyona. That's the source of chius. Shalal Piteva. As far as the chius al Piteva, there already was the gzeir of Misa. And the Maral's language is very revealing. He writes, the only possibility of the Jewish people surviving the gzeir of Haman on Purim, it was only possible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Shaar HaElyon. What is the Shaar HaElyon, says the Maral? This gate on high. Asher mimenu chazal emachayim. The life-sustaining force was returned to the Jewish nation from the Shaar up in the highest spheres, the Shaar HaElyon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Shaar HaElyon. Down here, if you want to call it the Shaar HaTachton in the Olam HaShofel, that's it, all the gates were closed. It was laharug lahashmid. It was total annihilation, death to the Jewish people, Rahman al-Itzlan. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down from the Shaar HaElyon a power of life, a Tchiyas HaMesim, and V'chein Yom HaKippurim, so too, on Yom Kippur, that's what happens to every individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaKippurim, despite the gzeir of Misa, opens up the Shaar HaElyon and returns life to every member of the Jewish people who experience Yom HaKippurim in the way they should. And the only way that we could survive after the judgment for our sins of the Yomim Noroim is Rak Al Yedei Olam HaElyon. It's only through a higher world that is absolutely above this biological world. In the biological world, we are goners. That's it. Kaput, finito, curtains are closed. But there's a Shaar HaElyon that comes from the world above, and that's above nature, and that's where we gain our life. It's a revival of sorts, a Tchiyas HaMesim, a resurrection from the dead. Is Memela, says the Maral, we can now answer our original question. Lachain roi she'elu shnei mo'adim b'frat lo yu b'telim lizman atchia ki elu amo'adim hem gam kemi min oso ha'olam. The ultimate world of post-Mashiach, the Achris Hayomim, that's the world of Tchiyas HaMesim. And there are two holidays which are Me'ein, he calls them Mimin Echad, they are one and the same essence as Tchiyas HaMesim. And therefore, since they come from a world of the Shaar HaElyon, Ein Bittel Zeh L'Davar Aseh, there won't be in the future a Bittel when we get to the Madrega of Tchiyas HaMesim. Elu Shnei HaMoadim, Shachar Shegzeres Nigzra Misa, Chazal L'Chaim. These Moadim represent a special divine gift from the Shaar HaElyon, that after death we can be revived and returned to life. That's the ultimate Tchiyas HaMesim, and therefore these two Moadim in a sense reflect the ultimate Geula, the end of time, the Tchiyas HaMesim. Where do we find a concept of Tchiyas HaMesim in Yom HaKippurim in our liturgy? The Shallah is famous for saying that the Takana the addition to our tefillos of Micha, Mocha, Avarachmim, Zocher, Yitzur of Lechayim, Barachamim, which is integrated into Tchias HaMesim, is a remez that there is a day on the calendar year that, to use the Shalom's term, is Dugmat Yom Tchias HaMesim Shaliyosit. There is one day that, in a sense, foretells or we re-experience that which is going to happen. Liyosid Lavo at the end of time. It's a day of Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, we mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us L'chaim, Zocher Yitzuv L'chaim Berachamim, that He will take us from afar, from the dust of the earth, V'yakimam, and He will stand us up, L'chadshom Kivatchila, to recreate life. And this is what we ask on Yom HaKippurim, on the day in which we're very close, unfortunately, to death, because of the gzeira, as a result of our sins, anu shalim milafon of yomrim, hare anu kemesim ibnei chatoenu, says the Shalom HaKadosh, the idea that we saw in the Maral as well, we are kemesim because of our sins. Is yizkarenu, we ask, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember us for life, yichadshenu kivatchila, give us back our life as we had it before we sinned, v'nichya lefonov, and we will live rather than die, v'neda kinamin kinemon ato lachyos mesim. And through the experience of Yom Kippur, we strengthen our emunah, we know, we acknowledge that God, You are reliable, You are trustworthy, You will bring about Tchias HaMesim. You have returned our lives to us on Yom Kippur. We know that You will return our lives to us and to all of Klal Yisrael after Misa at the time of Tchias HaMesim. So we see clearly that Yom HaKippurim is the day of Tchias HaMesim. And the Maral, of course, wrote a sefer that's dedicated to Chanukah and Purim. It's called Or Chadash. And in his introduction, he writes that if you open up Tehillim to Kapitel Chav Beis, towards the end of that Kapitel, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Yavo V'Yagidu Tzidkasu Li'am Nolad Kiyosa. What is this Am Nolad? Pirush, says the Maral, what it means, Yad Gidu Tzidkosho Shal Hashem Yisparach, Asher Oso Liam Nolad, Shenechshav Kilu Noldu, Sharei Hayu Notim Lamus, Lekach Nechshav Kilu Noldu Michadosh. The Maral understands that the essence of Purim is this pasuk of Yavo V'Yagidu Tzidkosho. They will declare His greatness, His righteousness, His compassion. How? Li'am nolad, because we were basically goners. The decree of Haman was signed and sealed, and yet we were reborn. Kilu noldu, says this pasuk. Li'am nolad means kilu noldu. They were notim lamus, and now it's considered as if they were born michadash. That's the essence of Purim. If we combine that together with the Shalah and the Maral on Yom HaKippurim, we begin to get a picture of why these two Moadim are singled out. Einam B'Telim Li'olam. It's a Chukas Olam, because these two holidays represent Tchias HaMesim. They belong to the world of Liyosid Lavo, the world of eternity. Man will be resurrected. He'll be given life, michadosh, and that's something that we experience on Yom HaKippurim on an annual basis. That was the great Yeshua at the time of Purim, when we were saved and spared from death. We became the Am Nolad. The day of Purim is the day when we tell and we sing of Hashem's greatness, that He gave us a new lease on life. And here I want to share with you a Maimer Chazal on another Pasuk in Tilim, in Kuf Beis. The Pasuk says, Tichtov Zos Lidar Achron V'Am Nivra Yahal Ka. Again, the concept of Am Nivra, of a nation that was created. And the Yalkut Shimoni on Tehillim asks the question, V'chi ad achshav asida uma acheres li boros shu omer v'am nivra. It sounds like a Kodesh Baruch Hu singling out the greatness, the unique nature of this nation, that it's an av nivra. Is there some other nation on the face of the earth that can be described as an av nivra? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon, Zed Doru Shel Mordechai Shen Nivra Bria Chadasha. Rabbi Yehuda defines Mordechai, the door of Mordechai, the experience and the issue of Purim, as a Bria Chadasha. For Rabbanan Amrin, they have a different twist, they shed a different light on this pasuk that singles out the people of Israel as an Amnivra. Elu Adoros, Shehem Kemesim V'maseim, Boim V'mispalim Lefonim Roshonim Yom HaKippurim, V'atabore Osam Bria Chadasha. Everything that we've said until now, whether it's the Maral, whether it's the Shalah, is really inherent in these words of the Alkut, of Chazal. Because whether you take Rabbi Yehuda and the Amnivra in this Pasuk is a reference and allusion to Purim, to the experience of the nation and the Yeshua at the time of Mordechai, of Nivra Bria Chadasha, or whether you take the Rabbanon, that this Pasuk is an allusion to these Doros, all the Doros, that experience on Yom HaKippurim a Tchias HaMesim, because we are Kemesim, V'maseim, but we come L'spal L'fanav, V'rashonim Yom HaKippurim, V'at Abore Osam, Bria Chadasha. We are the unique nation that experienced the Yeshua at the time of Mordechai of Purim. We are the unique nation that experienced the Yeshua on an annual basis on Yom HaKippurim. These 2 days are days of salvation, of resurrection, of Tchias HaMesim, in which God gives us back our life, our right to live that we have forfeited. We've experienced the Gzerah. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, despite the Gzerah, I'm giving you a Bria Chadasha, Noldu Michadash. The similarity between these two psukim in Tilim is striking. In Tilim Chav Beis, Yagidu Tzkosali Am Nolad, and in Tehillim Kuf Beis is Am Nivra Yahalal Ka. In both cases, we express gratitude and thanksgiving to Hashem in a very profound way because of the Bria Chadasha, of the Nolad Michadash of Klal Yisrael. And perhaps now we can understand why Purim and Pesach, two holidays that are juxtaposed one after the other within a month's time, what we call Somech Geul Tfila from Chodesh Adar to Chodesh Nisan, there's a certain common similarity and a comparison between them. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Yudalit that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that prophesied in Israel. V'lo pichsu, v'lo siru ha-mashikosu b'Torah, chutz mi mikra Megillah. And they only added a new breakthrough in Mikra Megillah. Of course, later came Chanukah, but Chanukah is built on the precedent, the shoulders of Megillah. This was the breakthrough, that Chazal added a book in Tanakh, a book of Megillas Esther, which is the source that legislates the Chag of Purim. And my drush, the Gemara assumes as a premise they must have had some sort of license to do such a thing. I mean, after all, Bal Tosif, do we have the ability to create new mitzvos, a new holiday? What kind of source do they have? Where was the peg on which they could hang their hats and create this new holiday? Of course, at the time of Purim, the establishment of Purim, there was quite a bit of opposition. It wasn't a simple matter. And the Gemara Megillah, the very famous Kal Vachomer, Umami Avdus Lecherus Amrin and Shira, Bimisa Lechayim Lo Kolshken. The Kal Vachomer is that if Pesach is a celebration, a gratitude for Me'avdus L'Cheiris, for freedom. Hashem liberated the slaves. And they recited Shira. Is how much more so with the Kal V'chomer Mimisa L'Chaim, that Hashem granted the Mesim Chaim, the Tchias HaMesim of Purim, is Lo Kol Shkein, how much more so, says Rashi, Avdus L'Cheiris B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Anu Shira Al Hayam. If they recited Shira, if there's a chiyuv shira of gratitude to sing the song of Hashem's praises and express our appreciation for what He did for us by liberating our people, our ancestors from slavery, how much more so if we were liberated from Misa, from the Gzeira of Haman, how much more so do we have to express gratitude? That's the essence of Purim and Kriyas HaMegillah. And in that sense, Purim is like Yom HaKippurim. The two go together hand in hand. In both cases, it's Mimisa L'Chaim. We have to view ourselves entering into Yom Kippur as Mesim Chas V'Shalom because of our sins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through our tefillos, through our sincere tshuva, grants us kapara, He grants us a tchia. We become a Bria Chadosha, an Am Nolad, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim. And the Shagas Aryeh, in his famous work on Masechet Megillah, the Turi Evan, in that sugya Daf Yudalit, says, V'yod nes shal hayom, lav mi'avdus l'cheris l'chudoya, l'mimoves l'chaim, nami k'nichsiv, ha'mibliyein k'forim b'mitzrayim l'kachtonu lamus. There's also an element of Tchiyas HaMesim in the Shiras Hayom of Chag HaPesach, because at that point, we were in a situation faced with imminent death. Our lives were in jeopardy. There we were with the mitzvah behind us and the yamsuf in front of us. That's when we recited Shira. We turned to Moshe Rabbeinu, our ancestors, and we complained. We could have died in Mitzrayim. You took us here to the yamsuf to die. And once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. So there is an element of Pesach as an extension, if you will, a spillover of the month of Adar, of the Geula of Purim, into the month of Nisan, the Geula from Mitzrayim, at the point of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is itself a Misa L'Chaim experience. And perhaps in this light, we can add a little bit of an understanding, of an insight into this strange kind of halacha of Ad Lo Yoda and Purim. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis that Rabba and Rav Zera shared a Sudas Purim together, and they got drunk. As I state in the Gemara, Ifsum, come Rabba v'shachtei l'Rav Zera. Rabba got up and he shechted Rav Zera l'machar boy rachmi. He prayed the Achye, and as a result of the prayers of Rabba, Rabbi Zera was resurrected from the dead. And in a very cute sort of way, the Gemara adds a postscript to this story, Lashana Acheres, the next year, Omar Aleh, again Rabba turns to Rabbi Zera and he invites him. He says, they say Mar v'Navid Sudas Purva Hadi Adoni, let's again gather together, join forces and have a shared Sudas Purim. We cannot, says Rav Zera, depend upon a Ness. And last Purim, I only survived it through a Ness. But in any event, we see that the Ad Lo Yoda here is connected with Tchiyas HaMesim. Perhaps when we completely nullify our intellectual element that makes up the essence of man, and now it becomes goof, and we saw that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the Gdolim, even when it was pure goof, they reached levels of, as we called it before, Madrega Gvoa, that they were completely dedicated to teaching Hashem's Torah, to understanding and loving Hashem's Torah. That high Madrega is a kind of Tchiyas HaMesim. The goof is now able to live on a level of spirituality despite the bittul of the seichel. That's the incredible nature of Ad Lo Yoda of Purim. And on this Gemara of Kom Rabba v'shachtei l'Rav Zera, The Achronim say, there's a sefer called V'Dabru Dovar, that Harotza Lasos Poel Dimyoni, what the Chazal, what Rabba and Rav Zera were doing is what's called a Poel Dimyoni. Poel Dimyoni means when you hope and supplicate Hashem for some future Yeshua, you do a Poel Dimyoni. You do something in the physical world that clinches that divine promise and guarantees that it'll come to pass. That's called a Poel Dimyoni. We find it by Nevi'im very often, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a Nevu'ah Letova, they do some sort of symbolic act in the physical world that absolutely guarantees the fulfillment of that Nevu'ah Letova. And he writes, what is this Poel Dimyoni of Kam Rabba V'Shachti Rab Zeru L'mocher Boi Rachmi Amei V'Achye? He says, Kol Inyan Shel Purim Hu Lahachyos Mesim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us back to life, even though we were in the decree of Haman meant to death. And here, he adds a very phenomenal point. Zeu Inyan Shel Matonis Levyonim, Dafka B'Purim. Why do we find that of all holidays, Purim was granted and embellished with this beautiful endowment of Matonis Levyonim, which the Rambam puts on the highest level? Because Ani Chashiv Kemes, the Gemara Nedarim, Adav Samach Dalet establishes that an Ani is like a mess. Validation Osin Lo Matana Mechayehu. That's what Purim is all about. Purim is the holiday of Tchias HaMesim. And that's what Rabba acted out with Rav Zera. He actually created a Tchias HaMesim in this world as a Poel Dimyoni, that we should be zochet to Tchias HaMesim. Shachtei Bekavon Alach Yosei. This was a planned, deliberate act. There was going to be a Shechita, there was going to be a Tchias HaMesim, to act out the Tchias HaMesim and guarantee that through the days of Purim, we will be zochet to Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, the Pasuk says in Esther that we started with today, V'yemei HaPurim Eilu Lo Yavru Mitoch HaYehudim V'zichrom Lo Yosef Mizaram. Purim will never be batel liyosid lavo. And the Rambam writes it at the end of Hilchus Megillah, afal pi shekol zichron hatzoros yibatel shenera ki nishkichu hatzoros arishonos v'chi nisteru v'yenai yimei apurim lo yivatlu shenera yimei apurim lo yosu v'zichron lo yosuf mizarom. Says the Sefer V'Davru Dover V'Tam and Dover Nira the Yontif Shal Purim Lo Yizbatel Yosid Lavo Mishum De Purim Yontif Mishum She Yatzanu Mimisa L'Chaim Kemavur B'Gemar Megillah Af Yudalid. Purim is the commemoration of Mimisa L'Chaim and Kein Kol Yontif Wal Shem Yitzia Mimisa L'Chaim Losid Lavo Zeye HaYontif Shal Tchias HaMesim She Is Kayim Mekarov Amen. The holiday of Purim is the holiday that commemorates and connects us to Tchias HaMesim Losid Lavo, and therefore it'll never be batel. And then finally, he quotes the Sefer Seder Hayom, an old ancient Sefer, Kosel Levar Atam, Shechayev Lebsumei Adelo Yoda. What's the reason that we get drunk on Purim? Sheachar Shehomon HaRosha Bikesh Lahashmid Laharu Goliabe V'Lishpoch Dam HaYehudim Nase Inyan Karov Lezem Itok Simcha. We get drunk and it's almost like we are dead, because intellectually we're not functioning. Our senses are dulled, at least our intellectual senses, I should say, and therefore we're going to experience a Tchias HaMesim Itok Simcha. We reach the level of Mesim, Shochvim Arza, we're laying flat on the ground, and then we have a Tchia, we get up, and we celebrate B'Simcha. Purim is a kind of a Poel Dimyoni of Tchias HaMesim, in which we actually act out Mimisa L'Chaim, we connect ourselves to the Tchias HaMesim, She is Kayim L'Asid Lavo. That's what we do on Purim. And now, we want to swing back to the minog of Machzis HaShekel on Purim. And this mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel is a mitzvah d'oraisa that is written, that is recorded in the Torah in Parshas Kisisa. And the Torah says the following: Lakachta es kesef hakipurim me'eis bnei Yisrael v'nasato so alavodes ol moed. The Torah commands us to receive the kesef hakipurim, the machzah shekel from bnei Yisrael, and it's supposed to be earmarked and dedicated for the avodes ol moed. Says Rashi, hein ha'adonim shenasubo. These are the foundations of the Mishkan. The Krushim were erected on the Adonim. And in the Sefer Divrei Yirmiyahu, from Rav Yirmiyahu Lau, who lived about 150 years ago, he raises the question, Adover Pele Miod, Lomenitz Tavu Yisrael Lases Machzis HaShekev Lassos Menakesef Hazeh Adonim LeMishkan. He doesn't understand why there was a special contribution, a special campaign to raise money, machzah shekel, for the building of the Adonim. Kluma yachasel mishkan dover below machzah shekel. There were massive amounts of valuable objects and monies that were given for the mishkan. The pasuk testifies that they gave zav, kesef, nechoshes, harbe, more than it was necessary. Moshe had to send out the crews, that it's enough. Hamalacha is a daya. There's nothing, no additional gifts that have to be brought. So why did they have to add this machzah shekel, another attack, so to speak, that's obligatory for the sake of the building of the Adonim? Did they not have enough money to and materials to build the Adonim when they gave so generously and they were overwhelmed by gifts? Ulevar dover zeh nomar. Let's go back to the foundations, to the basics, so to speak. Ki hine hamishkan nasel ashos hashchina. The pasuk says v'yosuli migdash v'shachanti besocham. Clearly, the pasuk is telling us what the purpose and the objective of the building of the Mishkan was. It was Hashras Hashchina. And then, there's more to it than that. HaMishkan Nikra Olam Katan. The Mishkan is a microcosm of the entire universe. Hu Nase B'Tavniso V'Kol Kelav K'mo Adam Shenikra Gamkein Olam Katan. There's a certain mirror image in which the Mishkan and its Kelim parallel and mirror the structure of man. Man himself is created as a microcosm of the universe, and man himself is Kidugmas Olam Hagadol, like the universe itself. So we've got the Mishkan and we've got Adam, and these are all corresponding images of the universe. Al pizen nira shahoyim ehechrech shekol melech samishki enasa min edovos dafka v'adonim michovos dafka. And based on these premises, we can begin to understand why the Mishkan, with the exception of the Adonim, had to be erected based on edovos, on monies that were coming on a voluntary basis, whereas the Adonim, in contrast, had to be structured with monies that were given as a tax, as a compulsory gift earmarked for the Adonim. How is that so? So in order to understand that, we have to ask the question about God's creation of the universe. Ha'olam Nivra me'akodesh baruch hu b'midas ha'chesed v'lo b'toras chova v'hechrech. God made a decision to create the world. It was a free decision, obviously. That is a part of our essential philosophy or belief. One of the foundations of Emunah is God has freedom of choice. And the divine decision to create the world was a free choice decision. And that's pure chesed. There's no element of chova. God doesn't owe anybody anything. There's nothing compelling him to create the world. Who came before God that could have lent God money, so to speak, in the mashal, that God would have to pay back his chov? There is no chov to pay back here. It's pure freedom. And Abori Yisbach Barasa Olam Birtzono Aposhut. God created the world out of his will. with a capital W, below Hechrech. There was nothing compelling him, no chova, there was no obligation, but it was just God's will, that call it an act of chesed, if you will. And the pasuk says, Olam chesed yibane, that the world was created out of chesed. Chesed is antithetical to chova, to hechrech. This is the divine expression of goodness and the will to create the world out of a free decision. Therefore, if the Melechas HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan, was meant to create a structure which corresponds and mirrors the entire universe of the divinely created world, then Tzarech Yos Gam Kemi Maisa Chesed Udavas Alev Beli Shum Tzad Hechrech Ukfiya Klal, to raise the funds and use them to build the Mishkan had to be a matter of Nedava, of free choice, without any element of Hechrech. Or there cannot be anything compelling the people to build a Mishkan. The Mishkan has to be like the building of the universe, as an act of nedava, as an act of freedom without hechrech, just like God willed to build the universe, to create the universe out of an act of freedom. And therefore the Torah writes, with regard to the building of the Mishkan and the contributions given for the building of the Mishkan, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truva, where is the kicha? It says tikhu es trumasi. And that sounds like, you know, take it from them, as if they're compelled to bring these gifts. No. The words are me'es kol isha sheyidvenu libo tikhu es trumasi. It's got to be nedivus halev. It's got to be creating a miniature, a microcosm of the universe. The Mishkan, like the universe itself, is created with an act of freedom. But yet, with regard to Machza Shekel, the emphasis is on Nesina, not on Lekicha. Lekicha means that we bring Benedivus Lev and Hashem takes, but here the emphasis in Machza Shekel is on Nesina, V'nosnu Ish Kofra Nafshol Hashem, V'zeyitnu Kol Over Lapkudim, Yiten is Trumas Hashem. Here is a special mitzvah, command, a mandate that we have to give. And that's because it's going to be an act of obligation, of chova, of hechrech, the exact opposite of nedivus halev for the rest of the Mishkan. And what is the difference? He says the following, Ahevdil bazehu demelechas ha-mishkan lo tziva Hashem sheyitnu davos la-mishkan. With regard to the building of the Mishkan, it never uses the term tziva Hashem, that God commanded. It's always going to be benedava. There's never going to be an emphasis on the nesina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests that we give. It's always going to be nedava. Even if Hashem had asked us with a bakasha to please come forward and bring benedivus alev, that bakash of nesina would also be a miktas kfiya, would involve a certain element, albeit a secondary element, of hechrech. Hashem wants it, he's asking for it. Therefore Hashem doesn't ask for nesina. There's no request for nesina sheyidnu truva lemishkan, but rather it's always been a divas alev, and it's lakicha. We receive the gifts as they're donated. But only imagine, as a Maimar Muzgar in parentheses, if we would build a shul on this basis, where we wouldn't even ask, we wouldn't even request, Belosha Bakasha, please come forward and give your contributions for the benefit of the shul. If it would be spontaneously engendered by the feeling of Nedivus Alev here in the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions nothing. There's not even a whisper about a bakasha, please give. There's no giving at all. It's only the Yikhu Li Truma, receive the Nedavos. These Nedavos are lacking nothing but Kicha, but our accepting them. May ish, may ace kol ish asher yidvenu libo, which means may atzmo below bakosha klal tikhu es trumasi. From within, we are prompted, we are moved and inspired to come forward with our free decision to contribute for the building of the Mishkan. This is a horah. This is kind of an allusion or an indication of Chidush HaOlam, the creation of the world. Because the creation of the world was Birtzono, without any element of Hechrech, of Chova, of obligation whatsoever. So when we speak about creating worlds, we're talking about pure freedom. However, now we get to the Adonim, the Adnei HaMishkan. That becomes a paradigm of the exact opposite of Meleches HaMishkan, the exact polar extreme that's antithetical to Nidavas Halev. It's not an act of Chesed, it's an act of Chovah. This is a tax that's imposed upon the people as a pure obligation, Machzah Shekel. Hashir lo yarvav hadal yo yamit. Everyone has to give the same machzah shekel. This also is a reflection of the divinely created world. Because even though the world was created b'midas hachesed, without any obligation, there was nothing compelling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world. It was an act of freedom. But nevertheless, once the world is created, what keeps the world going? What gives the world a justification to be maintained and sustained? A kiyum abriya, shalot tamut, that it shouldn't revert back to ayin. That's not going to be chesed. That's going to be din. There's going to be something that makes us worthy of continued existence. It's not the original creation, which is pure chesed. What keeps us going? What's the foundation of the world that continuously breathes life into the world and sustains the world? It's got to be the Torah and the mitzvahs that we fulfill, that we implement. And that's what Chazal mean. We swing back to Bereishis Bara Elokim. Bereishis, say Chazal, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, and Bishvil HaTorah Shenikris Reishis. This is what the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Peiches. Life itself, the existence of the universe, is really hanging on a thin thread. It's very tenuous. And the reason for that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world b'chesed that can only be continued, that can only continue to sustain itself based on din. We have to justify, we have to receive the Torah, we have to dedicate ourselves to the Torah. If not, we're back to tohu v'vohu. The process of the ongoing existence of the world is a kind of tchias ha-mesim, if you will. And that's on the basis of our Kabbalah HaTorah, our dedication to fulfill His mitzvos. And the acceptance of the Torah is so central to Purim and to Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is the day of Kabbalah's Torah Shebaal Peh. And Yom HaPurim is Kimu V'Kiblu. They accepted and re-accepted upon themselves Torah. In the case of the Mishkan, the Machzah Shekel represents that Kabbalah, that commitment to live up to our obligations, to build the Adonim on the foundations of the Mishkan, that keep the Mishkan going, that give the Mishkan to maintain and sustain the Mishkan. That's the Adonim, that's Kamchova, that represents symbolically our commitment to do what we have to do, to live up to our responsibility, our mandate to fulfill the Torah. And that's what Tchias HaMesim is all about, to keep us going in this world and to protect us from Chas V'Shalom, a decree, a Gzeir of Maves. The celebration of Mimisa L'Chaim is all about Kabbalah HaTorah. It's all about a commitment to the Yom HaShishi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a T'nai with Ma'aseh Bereishis. You know what? Let's see what happens. I'm not sure if this creation that was based on Chesed of the universe is going to continue. It all is contingent upon Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah. Im yikablu es haTorah is mutav v'im lav ani machzil eschem l'tov avo. We're back to non-existence, to total void. Let's just summarize what we wanted to present today about these two holidays, that are Einam B'Telim Li'olam, both of which represent Tchiyas HaMesim, the Machsa Shekel that we bring on Purim, is reminiscent of the idea that we build the foundation of the universe. How so? Out of a sense of compelling obligation, we must feel that commitment. We experience both Yom HaPurim and Yom HaKippurim as days of Tchiyas HaMesim that give us and grant us a new lease on life. They sustain us and represent our rights to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our rights to live, even though we have forfeited our rights to live, we have fallen short through our sins, in the case of Purim, and on an annual basis on Yom HaKippurim. These are days in which we need kapara for our sins, and Hashem grants us, through our commitment, the commitment of reaching a high madrega, the commitment of the Tnai with Maisa Bracious of Kabbal Satorah, the commitment of Tshuva, Tshuva Me'ava, Tshuva Me'ira, of Yom HaKippurim, with that sense of dedication and loyalty to Hashem's Torah, we deserve, instead of Chas V'Shalom, Tov V'Vo, to continue to exist. We sustain life. These are the holidays of Tchiyas HaMesim. It's not coincidental that Purim has as its hub the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim, the highest mitzvah, as the Rambam says, the Simcha Gdol, Sameach Lev Aniyim, as we saw that Aniyim Achshuvim Kemesim, and we give them back their lives. That's the Tchiyas HaMesim dimension of Matanos Levyonim. On Yom HaKippurim, we read the Haftorah from Yeshayo, Perek Nun Ches, Pros, Lareiv Lachmachov, Aniyim Erudim Tavi Bayis, Kitira Armuk Siso, Sarchal Tesalim, the mitzvah of tzedakah, of providing for the aniyim, giving them lechem, taking them into your homes. This is the ultimate of Tchiyas HaMesim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember how we are committed to, in a sense, in a divine sort of way, imitating Hashem, implementing an act of Tchiyas HaMesim in our tzedakah as we reach out to those aniyim. In the case of Pesach, as we saw in the Shachar Seder, there's also an element of Mimisa L'chaim at Yamsuf, and the Shira, the song of gratitude that we sing to Hashem. And we ask Hashem that B'zchus, our Kabbalah Satorah, and specifically our Kabbalah of Chesed for the aniyim, the mitzvah that we spoke about yesterday, of Matanos of Mos Chitin and Kimcha de Pischa, as we call it, to supply the aniyim and give them the Simcha of Yontif. That's the element of Pesach, of Holach Ma'anya, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechal, Tzion B'Mishpat Tipadeh V'Shaver B'Tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on us. He should have compassion and see that we try as much as we can to dedicate ourselves to be Mechayim Mesim through acts of Chesed. We experience these 2 days of the year as days of Tchiyas HaMesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring about the Yemos HaMashiach, the Pidyon, and the Pidyon of Klal Yisrael, Tzion B'Mishpat Tipadeh V'Shaver B'Tzedakah, through our Tzedakah, our Tchiyas HaMesim, bring about the great glorious day of Tchiyas HaMesim, B'Meir V'Yameinu. Amen.